The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Vibrational medicine, along with alternative therapies, can mean total body wellness for you. This is Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health with Lynn Waldrop. Vibrational medicine encompasses many modalities: sound, color, light, magnets, and more. You'll learn how to use these proven concepts to stimulate muscles, organs, and bones to their natural state of resonance. Now, here's your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Good Vibrations. I'm so excited this week to have an internationally renowned sound healing expert, and he's a pioneer in the field of harmonics. He's the author of Seven Secrets of Sound Healing and Healing Sounds, the director of the Sound Healers Association, and president of Spirit Music. And I want to jump right in. His book, if you guys are interested at all in anything about sound healing, first of all, I'd like you to go to his website. It's www.healingsounds.com. And his latest book, The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, is just a fabulous introduction, even past that point, in terms of sound healing. He has his hands in so many different pieces of the pie. Welcome, Mr. Jonathan Goldman.
Okay, Lynn. It's interesting. Most of my work has to do with teaching people how to use their voice as an instrument for frequency shifting, for healing, for changing the vibrational rate, for restoring resonance, for, if you like, affecting everything from a cellular level to a DNA level to an etheric level, and that's using our own voice. And by that, I mean literally working with a self-sustained vowel sound or a self-sustained hum. I'm not talking about getting up in front of an audience and seeing Strangers in the Night or whatever. That's wonderful. It's entertainment. But what I'm talking about is a scientific term called entrainment, which literally means the vibrations of one object shifting and changing the vibrations of another object. So that's what I've been mostly into, for the last 10 to 20 years, but at the same time, as you mentioned, I have my hands, voice, and heart in so many other different things, including everything from using tuning forks to making, I make a lot of award-winning recordings and CDs, and one of the major focal points that I've had now for the last 10 years is using our voice on a collective level to actually interface with the energy of the field of the planet, what could be called the Gaia Matrix or the noosphere, or is actually, if you like, the consciousness of Mother Earth, which to many people may seem rather strange and far out, but there is now scientific validation to prove that group meditations, prayers, and whatnot have the ability of actually influencing and affecting the geomagnetic field of the Earth, as well as many other things. So it's, and I like to say that once we add the element of intentionalized sound, that is sound encoded with the energy of, well, for me, it's love and compassion, to this field that we can create through our prayer, the effects can be magnificent. So
and
that's a little of it.
You are just a fascinating guy. So tell me, how did you get into sound healing? I was fascinated to find out in your book that you come from a long line of physicians. That would be the last place I think you'd come from.
I come from not only a long line of physicians, but my dad, and I didn't realize this till about 10 years after I was in the field of sound therapy. And if, you know, you deal with sound as a healing modality, then you perceive the chakras, and you deal with the chakras and each of them having an energy form. And if you like, the throat chakra is often associated with sound. And the organs associated with that are at least the ears, the throat, and the nose. And what's interesting is that my dad was the head of ear, nose, and throat as a medical doctor at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City.
Oh, my goodness.
So I thought, wow, that's very, very interesting. So, you know, my dad, brother, and grandfather, all medical doctors, and I am the Indian chief.
Well, you've done well for yourself being the Indian chief.
And for me, Lynn, what happened was back in the, oh, dare I say, I've been in this field longer than perhaps I would like to presume possible. Back in the late 1970s, I had an experience where I was playing in a rock and roll band in a club in, for those of you who are aware of it, a place called Marshfield, Massachusetts, which is on the sort of seaside shore of Massachusetts near Cape Cod. And I was playing in this club, and I remember we got back from our break, and I was playing lead guitar and doing a lot of lead singing, writing a lot of the songs, and I picked up my guitar and began singing, and I looked out at the audience, and I became aware that the ambiance of the club that I was playing in was basically one of, well, there was a whole lot of negativity and violence, and that a lot of the ambiance, no doubt, was due to the alcohol and the other intoxicants that people were imbibing in, but was certainly also, shall we say, amplified by the music that I was creating. And I thought, gee, what if music could be used to make people feel better? And within about a week to 2 weeks, that thought began to, if you like, evolve to what if sound could be used to make people heal. And it was literally, if you like Paul being struck by, you know, the light of God, you know, on the way to Damascus or wherever, you know, and it shifted and changed my entire life. And I became, if you like, dedicated to researching and finding out about how sound and music could be used for healing, and then ultimately how to share this information and knowledge with people, because once people begin to realize the power of sound, their lives have shifted, their lives have changed, they're not only never the same, they are able to lead happier, healthier lives, and it is such a great blessing for me to be able to share this with others.
So kind of at the basis of all this is what you call resonant frequency healing. So you want to tell everybody what that means?
Sure. I'm going to get very biblical for you. May I do that?
Sure.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Lord said, let there be light. Sound proceeding is preceding light. In most of the major traditions, in fact, I would say in all of the major traditions on this planet, we have the spiritual awareness that sound is the basic creative force of the universe. And nowadays, what happens is that our major quantum physicists are in agreement with our, if you like, major spiritual masters, with the understanding that everything is in a state of vibration. From the electrons moving around the nucleus of an atom, to planets and distant galaxies moving around their suns, they're all in a state of motion and therefore creating a vibration, and this vibration can be perceived of as being sound. Now, it is certainly not necessarily audible sound, but it can be perceived of as sound, because don't forget, we hear, just for those listeners who want a little bit of left brain explanation, we hear in what are called cycles per second. That is wave. Sound travels as a wave. And we hear from around 16 of these cycles a second to around 16,000. Now, dolphins can receive and project frequencies upwards of 180,000 cycles a second. Lynn, that's more than 10 times our highest level of hearing, and dolphins are probably able to encode encyclopedic information in the different clicks and bursts. To us, there's nothing happening, but to dolphins, there's a whole lot. So with that concept in mind that everything is in a state of vibration, this includes our body. Every organ, every bone, every tissue, every part of our body is in a state of vibration. And when we are in a state of health, we say we're in sound health, and we are like this extraordinary orchestra that is playing the overall suite of the self. And indeed, it is sweet when everything is working together and working fine. But what happens if the second violin player in this orchestra loses their sheet music? They begin to play out of tune. They're out of harmony. Pretty soon, not only does the entire string section sound off, but I will tell you, the entire orchestra will sound off. And this is, if you like, analogous to if a part of our body begins to vibrate out of its natural, resonant, healthy frequency and begins to vibrate out of tune. If it's out of tune, it is out of ease. If it is out of ease, we say that it is diseased. Now, the very simple, if you like, concept of using sound as a healing modality is this. What if we could, returning back to our, you know, orchestra, what if we could give that string player who's lost their sheet music, what if we could give them back their sheet music? What if we could somehow project the correct resonant frequency to that part of the body that was vibrating out of its normal, healthy, resonant vibrations, causing it to, if you like, return to its normal, healthy place? And that is the, if you like, I don't know if you call it a primer or a primer, but that's Sound Healing 101. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. And so how do you find out what tone, what frequency is going to make that part of the body feel better?
Well, that is, of course, perhaps the here I am again dating myself, the $64,000 question. This would probably now be the $64 million question. The question is, how do we know what frequency works for what organ? And I have a lot of different instruments that were either given to me or whatnot from different people for projecting the different vibrations for different frequencies. And I have X, Y, and Z, but I think that from my perspective, the greatest, if you like, instrument of healing doesn't require electricity, it doesn't require batteries, the owner's manual is relatively easy to use, and it is cost efficient. Everyone's got one, and that is our voice. We can all actually learn to resonate and vibrate different parts of our body with our own voice. And once again, as I mentioned before, I am not talking about entertainment. I am talking about entrainment or the shifting of frequencies. Now, you say, well, how do you know when you've hit the right note? Lynn, very simply, you feel it. As you begin working with your own self-created sounds, you can feel the vibrations in different parts of your body. Your voice is literally the ability, when it's encoded with our intention, or if you like, the energy that we put onto our sound, the combination of pitch and intention, if you like, you know, frequency plus our visualization or vocalization actually allows us to resonate different portions of our body. Would you like me to lead our listeners in a very brief exercise to demonstrate this?
I love that. We like experiential stuff on the show.
Okay. Now, oftentimes I am on the radio with my wife, Andy, and she does this one. So I will have to channel my beloved wife, Andy, for this. But we oftentimes work with a system of vowel sounds to resonate the chakras or the energy centers of the body. And these chakras are found not only in the Vedic, Hindu, and Buddhist traditions, but literally, if you like, these spinning wheels of light are found in all the different mystical, magical traditions on the planet. So this is not just a belief system. It literally now it has been scientifically validated in terms of different machines that can literally measure the chakras. And there is a relationship between, first of all, pitch and chakras, as well as the vowel sounds. And this exercise is just one so that our listeners can realize that that sound can resonate, that our own self-created sound can resonate in different parts of our body.
Okay.
Now, just a bit more of an explanation beforehand. We always feel stuff in our throat. No question about that. But here is just a very simple exercise that listeners can do, and the only thing I'm going to say is I don't know, Lynn, if your show is broadcast so that people can hear it when they're driving, but I would just like to suggest that if you're going to do this exercise that you pull off to the side of the road, because I'd like to suggest that when we do this exercise, we do it with our eyes closed, and I am just not a big recommender of driving with your eyes closed. I say that tongue-in-cheek, but of course, obviously, really true. And obviously, the more we can focus our intention or attention on the vibrations of the sound, the more we'll be able to feel it. Okay. So let us, once again, close our eyes and just be in a space where we can make a little bit of sound. It doesn't have to be loud, but just a little bit of sound. So we're going to make each sound three times. And if you can, either take your hand. I like to take my hand and either put it very, very gently on the part of the body or hold it about an inch away from that part of the body that we're trying to vibrate and see if we can feel the vibrations if we're sensitive enough energetically. But the first part is the lower trunk of the body, the area below the navel, about 3 to 6 inches below the navel. And we're going to make the very deepest ooh sound that we can make. Now, Lynn, I believe that we are all unique vibratory beings, so that if you cannot match my pitch, that's fine. Just make the very deepest ooh sound that you can and see if you can feel it vibrating below your belly. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Center of the chest to the heart area. This is actually the heart chakra area. And we're going to work with a mid-range sound of ah. So we'll do three of those and see if you can feel it vibrating in a different place than the last, than that very, very deepest ooh. This is a mid-range ah. It will be very gentle. We'll go. Finally, now just touching very, very gently, or maybe just even putting your hands lightly on your, on the top of your head, making the very highest pitched E sound. And oftentimes, I will add, because I'm a man, I'll add an N to it, so I'll nasalize it, and it'll sound like, just, Lynn, I'll have to ask you, could you feel them, those sounds when you were making them vibrating different parts of your body?
Oh, yeah. Totally different areas of the body.
And
I am amazed at how deep you can go on that lowest note.
No, I didn't even go the deepest one. You ready for the deepest one?
Yeah.
Ooh. It's a Tibetan growl tone, which is the deepest possible voice that you can do on the planet. But I don't do that when I'm doing this exercise, because who can possibly make that sound except a Tibetan monk, you know?
I mean, that almost sounds like a didgeridoo or something like that, you know? It's amazing.
It yes, it does. And but you see, when people experience that exercise, all of a sudden they go, wow, the sound isn't just vibrating my throat. I can feel it. You know, maybe in my just in my head or in my chest or whatnot. And I didn't make this up. Literally, in classical singing and operatic singing, there's something called a head voice and a chest voice. So even there, they make the differentiation that your voice can vibrate different parts of your body. And
wow.
For a lot of people, this is just life-changing.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with Jonathan Goldman. He's got tons of really creative exercises to do in, again, the book, The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing. When we come back, we're also going to talk with Jonathan about classes that he does to teach you how to do all of these mantras and harmonics with your own voice. So we'll be back in just a minute.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Want to get away to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we're talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com, where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit StCroixDreamVacation.com. That's StCroix DreamVacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the ah. Make your first stop, StCroixDreamVacation.com.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.myphenomenallife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.myphenomenallife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? Visit myphenomenallife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody. And today with me is Jonathan Goldman, and he is just a plethora of information, an encyclopedia of sound healing. I love it. So welcome back, Jonathan.
Lynn, you use the word plethora. I used the word plethora today, and I was wondering if the person I was using it to understood what it meant. So thank you for using it.
It's one of my favorite words. So I love the exercise you just did, because I see, and you talk about in the book again about having the magical sound pill. Is there one sound that heals everything? And I know the answer to that is no, and I'll let you expand upon that, but it's that really deep vibrato sound that you were doing. Just my body just loves that sound.
From my perspective, this, and you've hit upon, you know, we can now talk about, use the rest of the show to just simply talk about that one thing, because I could share, we won't, but it's so interesting. So the Tibetan deep voice, which sounds a lot like a didgeridoo, many people find it to be an extraordinarily soothing, peaceful, powerful sound, and you know, I'm one of them, obviously. But I will tell you that in the Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, one of the secrets, if you like, and there were the principles, one of the principles that I share is the fact that my belief that we are all unique vibratory beings, and that indeed there is no magic frequency, no magic feather, if you like. And I will just tell you a semi-humorous story, because years ago I was teaching a class on vocal harmonics, which are the ability of making all these very, very interesting sounds that are done in different mystical traditions. And one of the things that I was doing was playing Tibetan deep voice overtone chanting, and it was to a school of nuns. And as I was playing this, at least a half a dozen nuns literally, you know, walked out of the room. And they couldn't deal with it. And I'm thinking, what is going on? What is going on? Then I realized that in the 1980s, for some reason, there were two pieces of music that were used almost exclusively whenever there was a really cheapo horror movie being made. One of them was Orff's Carmina Burana, and the other was Tibetan deep voice chanting. So that you would see some sort of horrific scene, and you'd either hear Orff, which is the Orff's music is now used in car commercials, so you know that's changed, or the Tibetan deep voice chanting, and it obviously had somehow become, if you like, encoded in their consciousness that this was very dark, satanic music, and it scared them. So I mean, there was just an example of how, at least at the time, this was not a sound that was healing for them. And then I often talk about, you know, when I do a workshop, I say to people, okay, how many of you are allergic to penicillin? And anywhere from 5 to 20% of an audience will raise their hand, which makes it about, you know, about 10% of any given audience will do that. And I said, okay, now if we assume that everything in the universe is in a state of vibration, that includes penicillin. So penicillin is a vibratory rate. It's a frequency. It's a waveform. And for 80 to 90% of you, it's healing. But for 10% of you, it's toxic. And this is a great, if you like, metaphor for all sorts of sound. You literally, on this planet, from my perspective, you will not find any food, any drug, any sound that's going to work the same way for 100% of the people. I always figure if you're able to do about 70%, then you're doing really well. If you're doing 80%, fabulous. If you're doing 90%, oh my goodness gracious, that's unbelievable. And if it's 100%, I don't believe it. You know, it is unbelievable, because I have never personally experienced anything that has worked for everyone the same way. Have you?
No. No, but it brings a question, though, because I love that deep tone. But at the same time, if I get those kids with the bass going crazy in their car next to me, I literally cannot handle it. I mean, I can feel every organ in my body vibrating. It just, I literally feel like stepping on the gas through the intersection because I can't stand being around that car. But yet it's a very bass kind of sound as well.
Yeah, well, please not to there are about 10 things I want to say. My first question to you is, how do you feel about leaf blowers?
Yeah, I don't like them much either.
So here's the thing. And this doesn't have that much to do with actually the range. That's a very deep sound. It has more to do with the amplitude of the sound. That is, an amplitude is basically the sound power or level. How loud is it? And I think that's one of the things that you're picking up, because I bet you if it was a Tibetan monk sound that was coming out of a car that loud, it would be annoying. So here's the thing. This is just my thoughts, but I oftentimes have these thoughts, and then I'll find out that somebody did some research on it, and they proved it. Loud sounds trigger what is called the fight or flight response. I write about that in The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, how I was on a beach in a place called Venice Beach in California, and there was a somebody doing a magic act, and they said, here's a $100 bill, and I'll give it to anybody. Let me just blindfold you, and if I won't touch you. And if you don't move, I'll give you this $100. And this Venice Beach is next to Muscle Beach, so this testosterone-laden young man full of big muscles showed up, and he put magician put some sort of mask on so he couldn't see. I knew what was going to happen. This guy took a balloon, took it about 2 inches away from the fellow's ear, and he popped it. The guy jumped about 3 feet because we have a natural response to loud sounds. What happens is loud sounds trigger our fight or flight response, causing the release of adrenaline, heartbeat, and respiration go up. All sorts of other things happen. But it is my belief that if you like folks who listen to music really loud, it really stimulates the adrenaline. And it doesn't have to be just, hip hop or heavy metal. It could just as easily be Beethoven or perhaps the Tibetan monks. It's the loudness, it's the volume, it's the amplitude. And I think what we are beginning to experience are two things. Number one, a whole lot of hearing loss amongst people who are very young. And also, if you like, the music stimulates the adrenaline, which is a chemical reaction. So we're getting adrenaline junkies that are satiating their habit to playing the music really loud. Interesting thought, huh?
Yeah. And so there's a big difference between sound and music.
Well, I oftentimes, yes, Julie Andrews said it quite properly through Roger and Hammerstein's Sound of Music. The hills are alive with the sound of music. It wasn't the music of sound. And this is literally, of course, it's really my definition of a delineation, simply because, once again, that Tibetan chanting, getting back to it, that is the music of Tibet. But oftentimes, if someone hasn't heard it and they hear, they'll go, what is that sound? Because, or they could go, what is that noise? Because it is not music to them. So the reason I have made, again, this delineation between sound and music is simply because I believe we can all use our own self-created sounds, including just humming. And through just humming, we can literally have all sorts of powerful, beneficial effects. And you don't have to be a singer in order to hum. Everyone hums. But listen to this. And I have literally 2 pages worth of physiological benefits of self-created sound, specifically humming. And I'm just going to name 4 of them.
Okay.
Increased oxygen in the cells. I'm going to lowered blood pressure and heart rate, the elevated levels of melatonin. For those of you who don't know, melatonin has been used for sleep enhancement, shrinkage of tumors, and treatment of depression. It releases endorphins, which are self-created opiates that work as natural pain relievers. You get the release of nitric oxide, which is a molecule that is associated with the promotion of healing. And finally, when you make sound with another person, even humming with another person, you get the release of oxytocin, which is the trust hormone. And that's just by going, do that for a few minutes, and oh, this is bringing me to, I've got to play this for just a minute, because I wondered what would happen if we, if the original sound of creation was a hum, and I did this, my latest recording, it's called The Cosmic Hum, and I just have to play, 30 or 40 seconds of that. Will that be okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so here we go with a little bit of The Cosmic Hum. Thousands of people humming together was, that's it. And you perhaps heard other sounds as well during that. And I just want to say to our listeners, friends, I spend, this took me 2 years to create. There are sounds within sounds on this recording. It is in this wonderful new mode called stereo. And what we were listening to was the sound going through this little device I had that allowed me to play it through the telephone. So you probably got about 1/20th to 1/30th of the actual sound. But I just wanted you to get a little hint of what it's like. It's actually an amazing, if you listen to it on headphones or listen to it in the proper environment, it can be a really incredibly powerful sound experience. But I, you know, talking about what sound is, I don't know that I would personally consider that music, but it's very, very soothing.
I would agree. And we're going to take our next commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Jonathan's classes that he has coming up and a new tuning fork he has out and all kinds of good stuff. So we'll be back in a minute.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
The tools of vibrational medicine are easy and effective. Go to www.tuningforkwarehouse.com and purchase all of your therapy equipment. We have tuning forks, color therapy kits, Richway Biomat and alkaline water devices, Sima 750 sound therapy instruments, and more. We also offer classes in the use of many of the products, whether you are just beginning or are a seasoned professional. Check us out at www.tuningforkwarehouse.com. We're here to supply tools for your optimal health.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-866-866. or 772-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, we're here with Jonathan Goldman talking about sound healing. And I want to talk about a couple things. Jonathan has his own radio show. It's the second Wednesday of every month at noon Eastern at www.healthylife.net. So please feel free to listen to Jonathan on that, as well as go to his website. He has so much fascinating information on his website. He has so many different CDs and all kinds of information. So please check him out at www.healingsounds.com. So let's talk a little bit about your teaching, because my understanding from several people that I met at the Cymatics conference, they have been to some of your tuning fork classes, your sound healing intensives and things like that, and they just thought you were just the most fabulous teacher ever. So give us an insight here.
Well, that's very kind. And to me, Lynn, and thank you for bringing this up, the greatest way that I can empower people, obviously, to learn to use sound as a healing modality is to be able to be a teacher and to be able to teach it in a level that, yes, I'm going to talk a little bit from a left brain level. I talked before in terms of the physiological effects of humming, you know, just so because oftentimes people go, well, you know, is there any truth to this? Well, here's the scientific data to prove it's true. But now let's have the experience. And here's what's so important for me is that, you know, you can talk and you can talk, but it's really, you know, people digest it. They get it in their brain, but it's very easy to say something back about what was said, and it doesn't really have a whole lot of meaning to them. But if they had the experience, all of a sudden their lives are different, and it can never be refuted. You know, if you have an experience of making a sound, and all of a sudden you are, if you like, taken to the angelic realms and, you know, held in the hands of the beloved mother or whatnot, that's for you real. People can say, well, that wasn't real, but you know it's real because you had the experience. So for our healing sounds intensive, it is mostly an experiential thing, and we literally are in sound from 9 o'clock in the morning till at least 9 o'clock at night. Now, I have to reframe that because I come from a planet where you cannot lie. We take breaks to have luxurious lunches and as well as time to assimilate. But we teach from 9 in the morning till 9 at night at a wonderful place called Sunrise Ranch. Sunrise Ranch in, get the name, Loveland, Colorado. And we do everything from, indeed, tuning forks, to mantras, to, I mean, literally, there's no aspect of sound as a healing modality that we don't share, as long as it's something that everybody can receive. In other words, if, you know, I have a great chair here that you sit in, and it puts different frequencies into your body. And we don't take that chair to the Healing Sounds Intensive because it would mean everybody would have to spend a half hour in the chair, and by the time they were done being in the chair, the intensive was over. So in other words, we give everybody the experience. You know, it's an equal opportunity situation of working with sound. And from my perspective, you know, I'm an award-winning musician and writer, but the greatest, if you like, gift that I like to believe I have, at least, is to be able to teach and to impart to people and empower them with their own divinely given ability to use sound and music for healing. And I literally, we have everything from really well-known sound healers, teachers, to people who are total neophytes, total beginners, and yet they are guided to come to this 9-day training, and they come and they receive as much as the total, sound master, because Once we begin sounding together, we are indeed at an equal space. No one is better or worse than the other, and there is no good or bad in terms of, making your own sound. I have to do a caveat to that, which is the only thing that I say, and it's usually my wife Andy who says it when we're teaching, is that just you don't want to make self-created sounds that strain your voice or hurt your ears. You know, bigger isn't better, louder isn't better, more isn't better. Those are the only, if you like, three warnings that I have, and normally they would not be ever necessary to make, but here now on our planet, we are moving at such a fast and accelerated rate that, you know, wow, louder is good, longer is good, more is good, not necessarily. Sound is a subtle energy, and oftentimes the subtle energies, the good vibrations, if you like, the more gentle they are, the more powerful they are in terms of being able to shift and change. So this Healing Sounds Intensive is a once-a-year program. It fills up. We have people from throughout the planet who come for it. And Lynn, I just got to tell you, it is an amazing phenomena. When I get done with these 9 days, I am simply in a state of gratitude from having been able to participate in the experience, let alone having led it.
So no, and it's happening in July, coming up in 2016.
Right, we always do it in July of 2013. I think it's probably the third week. If you go to the Healing Sounds website, there'll be a link to it. And yes, even now we're planning for the intensive next year. So it's like that because it's a very, very important thing. And we limit it to... We have a fairly large staff of about 10 people. So with the staff, we have close to 100 people, which is just at the max because we do our teaching in a circle. We don't do it in the classroom type of situation because there's a different energetic that occurs when you teach in a circle. And so we can do a circle within half a circle inside with 100 people, and it works great. More than that, we lose the intimacy, and with the loss of the intimacy, some of the loss of the spiritual transmission, so it's not quite as powerful. And most people tell us that the Healing Sounds Intensive is the single most transformational experience of their life. And I like to keep it that way.
Wow. Now, you also do a lot for World Sound Healing Day. Tell them a little bit about that.
Well, I can say for sure, at least 11 years ago, I was in deep meditation and this inner voice, and I can say, Lynn, that sometimes voices speak to me and they tell me things, and I don't believe I'm schizophrenic, or if I am, they're good friends of mine because the information that comes through is usually very, very valid and very, very real. And I was basically told in this meditation, okay, you have now spent the last 20 years bringing the power of sound as a healing modality to people on a personal level. We want you to continue this, but we want you now to include bringing in the power of sound for planetary healing. And I'm going, okay, great. The trouble is, Lynn, that when I'm told these things, they don't include a roadmap or a how-to, so I have to discover this myself. And literally, what we did was we created a website called Temple of Sacred Sound, and then once a year on Valentine's Day, okay, we have thousands and thousands of people throughout the planet making an ah sound, which is the sound of, if you like, love from the heart center, and sending a sonic valentine to the Gaia Matrix, the noosphere, the Earth Mother, whatever you want to call it. And there have been several scientific organizations that have literally been able to measure the field of the planet and seen that this makes a difference. And so we continue doing this. And there are other events as well, but that's World Sound Healing Day, folks. And we have a World Sound Healing Day website as well as a link to it on our HealingSounds.com website. And I just think it's so very, very important because I always like to say with our light, our love, and our sound, we can make a difference. We heal the planet. We heal ourselves. We heal ourselves and we heal the planet.
Now, you're also the director of the Sound Healers Association. If somebody was interested in that, do they have to be a person that's a practicing sound therapist?
Not at all. Once again, it's not at all. The Sound Healers Association is a wonderful vehicle for people to be able to get together and network with each other and share information and be available for people who are looking for those practicing sound healing. But once again, World Sound Healing Day is just, if you have the desire to, if you like, help make a difference. And here it is, a co-creative collective consciousness. And a lot of this is also going to be going on the wonderful December 21st, 2012 Winter Solstice Day when people throughout the planet are going to be doing meditations to, shall we say, bring us to a new level of evolution. And we've been doing this for World Sound Healing Day. And once again, evolution isn't just a stop-go thing. It's not a digital off-on thing. It continues. So therefore, World Sound Healing Day is such a viable and vital part of our continued evolution on planet Earth. And you do not need to have anything except the desire and the ability to go, ah.
I think we can all do that.
I think we can.
Is there any CDs or anything? We have about 3 minutes left that you would like to tell them or share with them before
okay.
we go?
Just really quickly, with 3 minutes left, I would say that my latest book is called The Divine Name. And this is about a discovery I made over 20 years ago of a universal sound that is composed of vowel sounds, harmonically related vowel sounds, that I believe are or is a universal sound or name of God, because if you like, regardless of whatever tradition you are in, you make the sound and you experience it and you feel it. And as someone said to me, it's like a hotline to the divine. And it is said to have been the name that Moses, the true name that Moses was given on Mount Sinai, but it's not related to just the Hebrew tradition at all. I had a major swami at one of the major ashrams on this planet, and they wrote me an email saying that I think your discovery of the divine name is as important as if you like, the discovery of the Om. So if you want, as we go out, what I can do, Lynn, is I don't know how successful I will be at doing this. Seems like what I'm going to do as we go out is I am simply going to go out, and this is me intoning the divine name, and I'm going to do it three times, and then I'll be off. And is that good enough? About a minute and the show will end? Is that good timing?
That's perfect.
Here we go. This is the divine name, folks. And many blessings of light and love through sound to you.
Thank you again for joining us for Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
We hope you'll tune in again next week, Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.